USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the Pentagon initially said there were no U.S. casualties from the attack, the U.S. military now says nearly a dozen U.S. troops were treated for concussions after the Iranian missile attack in Iraq earlier this month. The U.S.-led coalition saying that 11 service members were transported to Germany and Kuwait for medical treatment, and they're still being assessed. No service members were killed in the attack. Chief Justice John Roberts formally swore in the impeachment court in the U.S. Senate yesterday. As Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said, his caucus is still pushing for a similar procedure to be used as in past impeachment trials.
Every Senate impeachment trial in our history, all 15 that were brought to completion, featured witnesses. Every single one.
The actual trial starts Tuesday, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The wife of Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang says she was sexually assaulted by her doctor during her first pregnancy. Evelyn Yang relaying the story of the 2012 assault in a CNN interview that aired last night. The doctor she accused, Robert Haddon with Columbia University, has been accused by dozens of women of assault. The CDC now blames vaping for 60 deaths in 27 states. The federal agency saying over 2,600 people have been hospitalized with a lung illness in the past 7 months, and about 83% of those people vaped THC, the psychoactive component in marijuana. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei saying the fact that his nation's missiles were able to strike U.S. targets in Iraq a few weeks ago shows that God is on their side. He made the comments during Friday prayers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A new federal report finds it's not just young people who binge drink, but folks over 35 are hitting the bottle hard.
A new report from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, finds binge drinkers consuming more than ever, with an average 529 beers, cocktails, or shots a year. Adults above the age of 35 with the biggest spike, up 25% from almost 10 years ago. People who live in the state of Massachusetts binging the least, but people who live in the state of Wyoming binging the most, with over 1,000 drinks per person. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
New York Mets manager Carlos Beltran's parting ways with the team before ever getting a chance to manage during a game over his role in the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal. A statement from the team says it was clear to everyone involved it wasn't in anyone's interest to keep him on as manager. Beltran echoed that statement, saying he couldn't let himself be a distraction. He played with the Astros during the 2017 season when the team stole signs from opponents. And pop star Demi Lovato will belt out the national anthem at the Super Bowl next month. She'd been taking a break from performing since an overdose at her home back in 2018. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.